Story 2. Artificial Photosynthesis. Discuss. Do you think we need artificial photosynthesis? Is it possible to create an abundance of power with few emissions? With all the recent discussion about greenhouse gases and global warming, one idea is getting a lot of attention: artificial photosynthesis. Scientists from every corner of the globe, including the US, the EU, and Japan, are competing to be the first to develop a method that splits water molecules to produce fuel. The process is very much like what plants naturally do during photosynthesis, but there is a big difference. Artificial photosynthesis uses sunlight, water, and CO2 and produces hydrogen instead of oxygen and glucose. Although this new energy source is still years away from becoming a reality, artificial photosynthesis has the potential to introduce a new chapter in the world of energy production. If this new energy source makes the leap from the laboratory to the commercial market, we will see a world fueled by a plentiful fuel source with few, if any, emissions. Think about the possibilities. The world's fossil fuel supplies are decreasing year by year and are also adding to pollution and global warming. There is a lot of coal in the world, but it has issues with polluting the environment and harming human health. Wind power can be found in different places, but the large wind turbines create noise and are seen as an eyesore by many. Solar cell power is another option, but the technology is expensive and dependent on the weather. Artificial photosynthesis could offer a new, possibly ideal way out of our energy predicament. The world's energy sources, fossil fuels or coals, for example, could be replaced by hydrogen produced by artificial photosynthesis. Hydrogen could generate electricity. Transportation could run on hydrogen fuel. And other industries, such as the production of medicines, plastics, cosmetics, and fertilizers, could all benefit from this new fuel source. Transportation of liquid or gaseous hydrogen could be carried out much like the methods that natural gas is currently transported, by using pipelines. In liquid form, hydrogen could be more concentrated, and this would in turn have economical benefits for transportation. Naturally, artificial photosynthesis works in a laboratory setting, but it's still not ready for mass markets. Reproducing what occurs naturally in green plants is not easy. In order to have energy production that is a good source of fuel, efficiency needs to be considered. The plants that surround us on this planet took billions of years to develop the photosynthesis process. It means that reproducing a similar system will take a great deal of scientific trial and error.